Hi Kelly, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Such a great conversation this.
I
I'm
know.
so interested in crystals. Anyway, just before we went to the show, we touched a little bit on a lot of people in Australia build their own homes, and we talked about putting crystals in the pad. Now, I've actually heard of this, but I've never seen anyone do it. And I think the reason they don't do it is because, well, what crystals would I use and how important is it to get it right? And you talking about citrine before, you definitely wouldn't put them in the bedrooms.
No.
So, okay, I've laid me pad. Take me through it. How can I do
Well,
this?
I do get asked about this quite a bit with people. Like, I do house clearings on people that buy homes that are already existing and things like that. And, oh, how can I clear the energy in the home? Can you come and clear the
Fantastic.
energy in the home? Oh, I'm building my house. Can I put crystals in the pad?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is yes, but you need to be really careful about what crystals you put in the pad, because once they're in the concrete, you can't get them out again.
No, that's right,
So
yeah.
you can't clean them.
Yeah.
So you need to be making sure that the crystals that you put in the pad don't need cleansing. You wouldn't want to be putting citrine in the bedroom, for
Now
example.
that's interesting, because bedrooms, citrine doesn't need cleansing. So I would be going around putting the citrine
I'd put it on the
everywhere then.
perimeter. I would definitely be putting it in the office and in the living areas, but if
Excellent.
the sleeping areas, I would stick just to putting selenite in the pad.
Because that innate sleep
It
you said
does. Well,
earlier
it
on, yeah.
brings in the light of source. It's a peace, and it's a calming, and it's a chill out crystal as well.
Excellent.
So it also brings in that if you're spiritually aware, light beings of a positive nature,
Yeah.
beings of a positive nature, your own guides and things like that. And so it's great to put in the pad anywhere, but
Excellent.
especially in the bedroom areas. But I wouldn't be putting citrine into the pad if you know that's going to be used as a bedroom, because if you ever want your wee ones to sleep,
They're not
you
gonna
know, if you want a good
see.
night's sleep, that's just not going to cut it for you. So you could do that. You could even put some Himalayan rock salt into the pad if you wanted. But the thing is with that, people think, oh, I'm going to put this salt around the perimeter of the home. But unless you heat it in some way, it's not going
Yeah,
to do
it's
you
not
any
gonna
good.
stay there, that's right,
So
yeah.
yeah, so basically in the pad, I wouldn't be putting black crystals or tourmaline or anything like that, because
Okay.
they can't dig them up and clean them.
No. So
And once they're
selenite
full, they're
and the
full.
citrine, but citrine not in the bedrooms.
Definitely not in the bedrooms, no.
Interesting. Okay. Is there any other crystal that you would say? So we've got selenite and we've got citrine.
Well, just in your bedroom area. So a lot of people come to me and go, oh, my kid's not sleeping through the
That's what I was
night, they're
going to
having
touch on,
nightmares, or they say they're seeing things or whatever. And you just want to make sure that the energy is as clean as possible for the children in the bedroom and as tranquil as possible.
Yeah,
And I
definitely.
do a tranquility grid, and
Yeah.
people love it. So,
Excellent.
but selenite and lepidolite, I put in that grid because lepidolite contains lithium.
Yeah.
Okay, and lithium is good for relaxing. We're not talking about taking drugs here, by the way.
Yeah,
Okay, we're
no.
talking about the energy of lithium quartz.
Yeah.
Lithium quartz, of course, contains lithium, but it's a cheaper option and an easier one to find. It's infinitely more abundant in the crystal shops, is lepidolite.
And that's the purpley
It's
speckled one,
purple,
isn't
and you
it?
can get it as a tumbled stone
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
it.
Okay,
Yeah.
or you can get like nice big ones like that
Yeah.
one just there.
Excellent.
So,
I'll just show
and it's
off.
just a very peaceful,
Beautiful
calming
crystal.
crystal. You don't need one as big as that,
Yeah.
So when I do like a tranquility grid, it's got selenite in it, it's got lepidolite in it. It's a good one if you've got a stressful situation, if you're going to court, or if you've got, some sort of meeting that you're going to, anything where you find yourself a little bit anxiety, stress, or whatever, you can wear
So when I
lepidolite.
do my shows, I can have that one,
Stick
can't
one
I?
down the
Yeah.
brow.
I'll be fine, I'll be
Citrine,
calm.
stick some citrine and stick some lepidolite down your brow, you'll be good to go. You'll be calm and on point.
So next time I'm doing my shows, guys, if you need anything rattle, it's just me because I'll have all the crystals in
Don't
my
shake
rod.
her.
Yeah, don't shake me, no, don't
Not
shake me.
shake and not stir.
That's
So, yeah, so lepidolite is
really
really good if you
interesting.
find it, like for kids as well, that's perfect as well. If they're doing their exams and things like that, they find it highly stressful,
Yeah.
selenite. Lepidolite, citrine, and if they're having trouble focusing, then a little bit of fluorite. Okay, but definitely in the bedroom, selenite, lepidolite in a little grid
Yeah.
is always with a bit of clear quartz, really radiates that energy out,
How
and a salt
amazing
lamp.
is
And
that?
I help a lot of people with small kids that way, because kids are really sensitive to energy at
Yeah, they
that
are,
age.
that's true.
And the mum go, oh my god, they slept through the night, you're
Yeah.
brilliant. It's me, it's crystals. Just keep them
Yeah.
clean. So cleanse their job.
How often would we cleanse them?
If you've got a little kid that's having trouble sleeping or you want peace in the bedroom or whatever, just clean it once a week. Obviously, the selenite in the grid doesn't really need cleansing, but the lepidolite needs cleansing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, and the clear quartz will definitely need cleansing.
Now, after I've cleansed them, just to re-clarify, do I charge them all again?
Well, if you're going to be putting it into a grid that brings tranquility or peace, you say, you set up your grid and go, I charge you with bringing peace and tranquility to this room.
To this room, perfect.
Okay,
so you don't have to stick it in the ground, you don't have to put it into the moonlight?
Lots of crystals like to be charged a different way. Yeah. In general, a lot of them can be cleansed with Himalayan rock salt and water.
Yeah.
And for example, carnelian, it loves to be cleansed by running it through a naked flame.
Oh.
Or your tektite, so your impact glasses and the meteors and things that have landed here on Earth. They love to be cleansed when you put them out in a storm, and petersite as well loves to be put out in a storm.
What about, there's another one that is moldavite, is it?
Moldavite is a tektite.
Yeah.
So you're out in a storm.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So that put that out in the storm.
Put it out in a storm.
That's got lots of jewellery with that in.
Mm-hmm.
So take it out the safe and put it in the storm.
Yeah. You've got lots of jewellery with moldavite in. Yeah. Off there in the air all the time. It's like, moldavite is not a crystal
I don't wear it all together.
Not a crystal for beginners. Okay.
No, it's not.
So, so it can give you a real head spin and give you headaches. If it's not a crystal that you begin working with.
It's when you say you begin working with, a lot of psychics and mediums use this crystal.
Yeah.
That's why when I first got it.
It takes you straight off.
Yeah.
Actually, apophyllite is a really great crystal for psychics and mediums to work
with. What's
that
called again?
Apophyllite.
And what does that look like?
It's very clear, very sparkly. It comes in it almost looks like a pyramid. In its little pyramid forms, or you can get them in apophyllite clusters, but it really connects you with Source and your guides.
Interesting.
It takes you right up. It brings you a lot of clarity and a lot of connection. So that's a good one for them to work with. Rather than moldavite, which can bring in stuff from that's a bit otherworldly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, depending on what your intention is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Moldavite's a very specific energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the colour of it. I just love the shapes
green,
of it and everything.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a friend in the UK. And when I went home, when was it? It was about 2 years ago now. I went back to the UK. And she's actually had this piece. It's a lovely big piece.
Mm.
And she's had it for 20 years.
Mm.
And she gave me it.
Oh, wow.
So I've got that all wrapped up. I'm not sure what to do with it yet.
For a lot of people who need grounding, though, a lot of people feel like that are here from other countries, okay?
Yeah.
And there's two really good crystals that help you ground and feel like you're meant to be here, like you're at home.
Perfect.
So if you want to connect with the UK or somewhere like that, then Preseli Bluestone is a really good grounding connection stone that gives you that connection back
to where you come from.
Yeah, to England, Ireland, Scotland,
so
Wales.
Could that help with, as we all know from coming here from different countries, can that help with homesickness?
It does, and especially at this time with the full moon and that Sirius portal and the Lionsgate portal and all of that stuff, people are feeling homesick, and it can help you ground. Another good crystal for doing that, because if you feel like you belong here, is a West Australian crystal called Mookite. So it's really good. So the two of them together, you're connected to home, but you are, home is where you're loved.
That's
you are
right,
where you're supposed to be. So make sure, those crystals can help you feel grounded and connected, not only to where you may have come from, but also to where you are. So those two crystals work really well together for grounding and making you feel
more
at home.
There's lots of people that come to Australia from the UK and from all other different countries, and they do suffer quite a lot with homesickness.
So I always wear Preseli Bluestone. So it keeps me grounded, because otherwise my, never be so heavenly minded, you're of no earthly good. So it always keeps me grounded.
Can you say that again? Because people might not caught that.
Never be so heavenly minded, you're of no earthly good.
Good, that's right.
It's all right to be connected to spirit, but you've got to live here.
That's right, that's what I say all the time.
You've got to shut your crown chakra, and you still got to, I'm still a mum, I'm still a wife.
Yeah.
I'm a healer when I'm working, and I'm a crystal specialist.
Now, you haven't listened to my show from last week, have you?
I haven't had
when
a chance.
When I got interviewed, that's one of the things I said, because Michael asked me, do you live in that realm sort of all the time? And I said, no, you can't.
You'd go crazy.
That's so it's about finding your grounding
you
as well.
You have to ground.
So that's
it's
a
really
perfect
important to be grounded.
Yeah.
So if you're finding it difficult to ground, a great crystal for feeling like you belong in WA is Mookite, and it's beautiful. It's like a burgundy pinky color with a cream. It's gorgeous. And it's relatively cheap as well because it's local.
Yeah.
And also Preseli Bluestone. So it's still got that grounding but spiritual connection.
So it keeps you connected.
Rhymes to those ley lines and things.
The crystal that I like to use for grounding is smoky quartz.
A lot of people love smoky quartz for grounding. Yeah. It's perfect for that. But it's also a good drawing out crystal. So if you've got a sore throat or you're feeling ill or you've got some energy you need to clear, smoky quartz draws it out.
Excellent.
Okay, but it does hold on to it. It's quartz. You need to clean it regularly, very regularly.
And just before we finish, there's something I wanted to ask you. I'm not a very good traveler. Mm-hmm. And whenever I get on a plane, you probably know about this. Everyone knows that I don't like getting on planes.
Mm. I love being there, just not the getting there.
Yeah, I love being there, just not the getting there. But everyone usually says, oh, you know, maybe take a crystal with you. And there's one crystal that I take with me whenever I travel, and it's red jasper and angelite. But I think the angelite is for me angels to keep me protected. Yeah. But red jasper was one of the ones that...
Red jasper is a really good grounding crystal, and it's also a sacral chakra crystal. Yeah. And I always use it for people, you know, that might be having issues around in their female parts and things. And
isn't that mad? Yeah. Because when I get on the plane...
Or stimulating that chakra.
That's where I get all the anxiety. Yeah. So we're just going to take a quick break, Kel, and we'll come back in a few minutes and we'll summarise up what we've spoke about today.
No worries.